So we're all getting chronologically older, aren't we? Can't do anything about that. But can you stop an old person moving into your body? Do you have to invite an old person to live in your body if you don't want to? And is it possible to stay young and strong and get bolder, not older? Aren't they great questions? And how would you do that? So what if you kept your muscles strong, you kept your bones strong, you kept your heart and lungs fit, and you kept your attitude positive? I wonder what would happen. I wonder if we'd stay young. Well, if you have a look at the people who are still skiing when they're 80, still playing tennis when they're 90, still running marathons when they're 100, still playing backyard cricket with their great-great-grandchildren, and they've got a life of abundance and they've got a life of quality and they're really happy and they're over 60, 70, 80, 90 years of age, what if you decided to do this? What if you decided to be sexy at 60, sensational at 70, awesome at 80, never give up at 90, happy, healthy at 100 plus? Could you do it? And the answer is physiologically yes. It now becomes a choice. So if you can do it, do you want to do it? And then if you do want to do it, how do you do it? And that's really simple. There's three things. Number one, you fuel your body, put the right fuel in so it can perform exceptionally well at a high performance level for all of your life. So you need vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, fiber so that you feel good. Number two, you need to be fit. And number three, you need to be strong. So it's just three things. Fuel effectively, get fit and stay fit, get strong and stay strong. But the beautiful thing is, if for some reason you've let yourself get older, physically, psychologically, physiologically older, you can reverse the process. So coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, even being a bit overweight, a lot overweight, can all be reversed and you can turn your body into a young machine again. So again, it goes back to fueling your body effectively, keeping fit and getting strong. And we've made that really complicated, haven't we? If you ask fitness professionals and exercise experts and food fanatics, how do you do all of that? You'll get lots of different answers. But what if we just use our common sense and logic? And if we don't get away from the basics, we'll never have to go back to basics. How does that sound? So here's what we do. To fuel effectively, it's been suggested that if you ask yourself, what kind of food should I eat if I want to have energy, if I want to have a healthy body, if I want to have a strong immune system, if I want to have great hair, great nails, great skin, and stay young, what would be the suggestion? The suggestion is not going to be eat a whole heap of food that comes out of a packet or a bag or a building with shiny lights on the outside with a whole heap of chemicals and additives in it that you don't even know what they are. It will be suggested by the experts in the world and all the people with common sense that if you want to fuel effectively, most of what you eat will come out of the ground and it'll look like it still comes out of the ground. So fruits and vegetables and nuts and avocados and olives and grains and all the things that will give you vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and fiber and give you everything that you need to have that body that works effectively and has heaps of energy to go and do the stuff that you want to do. So that's really easy. Number two, to get fit, all you've got to do is get puffed, and no one's going to argue that, thank goodness. And to get puffed doesn't take very long. Whether you're fit or unfit, if you go really hard doing anything, whether it's skipping or boxing or walking on soft sand or walking up hills, riding a bike, swimming, doesn't matter what you do, if you get puffed, you'll get fit. And to get puffed takes about 10 to 15 seconds. So if you get puffed, get your breath back, get puffed, get your breath back, and do that a few times every day. And it doesn't even have to be all in a row. You might do 10 seconds in the morning and 10 seconds in lunchtime and 10 seconds in the afternoon and 10 seconds before you go to bed, but you get puffed. Then your body will be fit and your heart and lungs will be working effectively and you'll be pumping blood and oxygen through your body, and your muscles and bones will get all the nutrients that they need, and you'll turn your body into a fat burning machine, so you'll be able to stay lean for the rest of your life. Come on, this has got to be exciting. The third one is to get strong. And stay strong. And the only way to do that, as we get older, our body wastes away. That's called aging. Yuck. You don't have to age though, because if you decide that you're not going to let an old person move into your body and you decide that you are going to keep your muscles and bones strong and you decide that you are going to be active, then you just live like a young person rather than an old person. So if somebody tells you you need to stop running, you should walk, or you should sit down rather than stand up, or you should take it easy because you're getting older, or you should rest because you're getting older, tell them to stop trying to get an old person to move into your body. Simple thing is this. Keep moving, keep active, and the only way to do that is to stay strong. And to stay strong, you've got to keep your muscles and bones strong, and the only way to do that is to put pressure on your muscles and your bones. Getting fit's the same. You've got to put pressure on your heart and lungs so that they stay fit. When you put pressure on your muscles and your muscles pull on your bones, so your bones stay strong so you don't get osteoporosis. Your muscles stay strong, which means you can lift heavy things, but when you lift heavy things, you make your muscles strong. And the beautiful thing about your muscles is they're blind and they can't count. So as long as you are getting them to do something they're not used to doing, so you're overloading them, they'll get stronger. And as long as you keep going till you can't do any more, then you'll get stronger. So don't limit yourself to a number, and don't limit yourself to, I have to go to the gym, or I have to lift weights, or I have to lift dumbbells or barbells. All you have to do is lift something that's heavier than what you're capable of lifting at the moment, and use every muscle in your body, because you don't want any weak muscles in your body. You want all of them to be strong. You want all of them to be pulling on your bones so that you have strong bones so you don't get osteoporosis. You have strong muscles so that your muscles don't waste away so you can stay strong. And the top universities in the world tell us every single day that the two big reasons we get old is because we lose muscle strength and we lose muscle size. Now, the only reason we lose muscle size as we get older, our muscles waste away because we stop using them. So if you're using your muscles, then of course they'll stay strong, which means you can lift heavy things, which means you can keep getting stronger. So that means that we can not only stay fit and strong, but we can actually get stronger as we get older, and or we can reverse the aging process. So I used to think that was pretty exciting when I was 20 and 30. But now that I'm over 50, I'm realizing that I can be sexy at 60, sensational at 70, awesome at 80, never give up at 90, and happy and healthy at 100. Because if I keep my headspace positive, I keep fueling my body with great stuff, I keep my body fit and I keep my body strong, then I can stay young for long. And hey, guess what? So can you. It's just a choice. So make sure, put the right stuff in, meaning vitamins, minerals, phytochemical stuff that comes out of the ground. But also, just as a side note, food was meant to be enjoyed and it was meant to be pleasurable. So when you eat something that you really enjoy, don't be guilty about it. Don't get cranky about it. Don't say, oh, I shouldn't be eating this, it's bad for me, it's got too many calories in it. Just thoroughly enjoy it. And it's not about what you can't have, mustn't have, don't have, shouldn't have. It's about, let's eat to fuel for performance, for your headspace to feel good, for your body to stay strong, and then you can keep your body fit and strong for the rest of your life. And then you won't get older, you'll just get bolder. Woohoo!